Yo, what up? Yeah, nothing to say. Like the Facebook, come on, facebook.com/TNTheB. Come on, get on that Facebook. You can do it. Bye. And then the Twitter as well. That's at TNTheB. Do it. Because it's a hell of a lot more interesting than this podcast, let me tell ya. Because here I'm limited to the Bible, but on Twitter I can tweet about anything I want. I never tweet about the Bible, really. Alright, so we're on Chronicles 5. We're going to be doing 2 Chronicles 5. We're going to be doing 2 Chronicles 5 through 2 Chronicles 8. It's going to be more fun than you can possibly even imagine. Or not at all fun. One of those two. All right, let's just get to it. As you may remember from last sode, I'm just getting more and more drunk off this gallon of bathtub gin. Off this bathtub full of store-bought gin. I made a bathtub full of store-bought gin. I don't know if that's confusing at all. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. And they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, these did the priests and the Levites bring up. And I don't know if you guys remember, but we've already read all this crap. So this is all BS, and I'm just trying to get through it. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. That means like five. It's like, we only sacrifice like five oxen. How many should we write down in the book here? Because that's not a lot. It's a little embarrassing. Oh, just write it. They couldn't even be numbered because there was so many. Just write that. That's good. I will. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle. But they were not seen without, and there it is unto this day. End note, not there anymore. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course, also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with the trumpets. It came to pass, as the trumpets and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the 100 trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, with a CK at the end for some reason, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Did I say mercy? For his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So that means they all got really high. They hotboxed the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord hath filled the house of God. So that's what the kids call it these days. So that was a short little chapter there. So this is 2 Chronicles 6 coming up here. And it's probably going to be just as boring. We'll see. Then said Solomon, "The Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thick darkness, but I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever, forever." And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, Forasmuch as it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house for my name. The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he has spoken, for I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have put the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brassen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had it set in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepest the covenant, and showest mercy unto thy servants, that walk before thee with all their hearts. Yeah, right, I'm sure they do. Except that they do something wrong every 5 seconds. Oh, getting drunk. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father, that which thou hast promised him and spakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that thy children take heed to their way to walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. You should have thought about that before you built it. He's basically saying, like, how are you going to stay in a house when you're in the heavens? A good thing you built an extra large house. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in thy house, then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. So I don't get it. You can just tell God what to do. You can just demand things from God. Hey, God, I got a list of things for you to do here. Sort of write all these down if you don't mind. When someone comes in here, and they swear something and blah blah blah. Can you forgive them and then requite them? And they, like, he's got this list of demands. If I were God, I'd be like, hey, cool list of demands. Why don't you ignore all that? I'm gonna watch TV. You guys do whatever, war, famine, whatever's going on with you guys. Just have fun. Have a blast. I'm gonna sit here. Then hear thou from heaven and do and judge thy servants. Breaking Bad is only one episode away from being done for good, guys. Can you just wait? Because back then, I'm sure God was 3 or 4,000 years ahead. So he was, but he was not more than that. He was just on the finale of Breaking Bad now, coincidentally. And if thy people Israel be put to worse before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given thy people for an inheritance. This is seriously just a list of errands for God to do. God, I know you're not busy. Can you do all these things for us? If there be dearth in the land, God's like, oh God, seriously, you're still going with these. I'm not doing any of this. I don't know why you're reading me this. I'm not doing it. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew or locusts or caterpillars, okay. God, it's like pretending you're right. Caterpillars, go on. If their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in the house? Then hear thou from heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according to unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. God's like, oh, okay, thank you. All right, okay. Good with the demands here, I see. All right, pretty good. Any more? No, I shouldn't have asked that. That they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. I might have read that already. I don't remember. Oh, well. Might have read this whole thing already, actually. I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, I did. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is where you lie on your hand till it's numb and then you masturbate, concerning that which is not of thy people Israel, but has come from a far country, I swear, it's not my people who learn this, it's a far country, for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm. Does God do the stranger? Does he like lie on his God arm? And then it goes now. If they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by the... God's like, are you really still going with this? All right, yeah, whatever, okay, I get it. May know that call thy name. If thy people go to war, thou shalt send them and pray thee toward this city. I like how whoever's doing this, I forget who, because who gives an S, whoever's doing this little prayer started off with like, oh God, I know how good you are. You own everything. You're the best. You know, this is yours. That's yours. We're yours. Everything's yours. Okay, having said all that, here's a bunch of stuff I want you to do. It's a very human approach. Then thou hear from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near, Yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, We have sinned, and we have done amiss, and we have dealt wickedly, if they should return to thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their captivity, whither they have carried them captives, and prayed toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away from the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. That's the end of the chapter. Except for the part where God's like, oh, what? Oh, were you still talking? I tuned out several hours ago. Just remind me, last thing I remember you're saying, I own everything or something. Just from there, just tell me, well, just sum up, what was it? And then David's like, God, well, I asked you to do a lot of things. I don't know. Oh man, that's too much to even talk about. I don't know. Do you have TiVo? Can you go back and just sort of rewind and look at everything we said? God's like, nah, I'm just not going to do that. So I'll just guess what you said. Okay, close enough. I'm not going to repeat it. All right, that's the end of that chapter. I'm just rambling because I'm drunk. Seriously, I poured a gallon of gin into this glass and I'm kind of almost done with it. So I'm a little worried. You're going to be hearing this about a week from when I record it, but go ahead and call an ambulance anyway, because I probably need it. So, you know, I'm probably not going to make it, but, just for cleanup's sake. Oh, is there anything I can say that's interesting, guys? Is there anything? I don't know. I mean, there really isn't. So, I'll just keep reading, I guess. Happiness is a warm sowed. Happiness. You know, there's people that complain that I smack my lips on occasion. Sorry for that. I wonder why that bothers people so much. I mean, I can kind of understand. I'll try not to do it. I'm happy to try not to do it. I don't try to do it. But it's amazing how much people get bothered by little things like that. I think there's a condition that someone posted on Facebook, one of my friends, where you have a sensitivity to certain sounds that just drive you insane. And I'm hoping that's what that is, because I don't think most people care, but you'll get, and they'll, the people who care about that kind of thing are always the ones who care so much, they're going to post on Facebook, on iTunes, like, oh, this is a good podcast, except he makes a sound like he's a human being with a mouth occasionally. It's like, yeah, I know, that's what happens. What are you going to do? Also, I have really high quality recording equipment, so it's good and it's bad. It catches all those little sounds, unfortunately. So maybe I'd be better off if I recorded with like terrible equipment, but I'm not going to. So, you know, that's what it is. Okay. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven. What? Oh, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. That'd be funny if it said like, after he was done praying, God just torched them all. They're just all dead. They burned to death. So that's what happened after that. That'd be really funny. And the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter in the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. Oh, wow. That's a bad belch. I'm sorry. Usually try to belch silently, but what are you going to do? And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is good, for his mercy, I keep doing that, I keep saying mercy, that's the drinkins, for his mercy endureth forever. Then the king and all his people offered sacrifices before the Lord, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with their instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Okay, taking a break here real quick. Who the F thought this was interesting? Who thought this was in any way interesting? Who's writing this and like, this is good stuff. People are really, really gonna, you know, they're like, I know the Jesus part comes later, but this part, people are really gonna want to read about. No one knows about this. I don't know anyone. I grew up raised a Christian, you know, not super hardcore or anything, but I never heard anything about this crap. This is just nothing. This is meaningless. No one cares. No one cares about this at all. There's no way. I don't understand whatever. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast for 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation from entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away in their tents, glad and merry in the heart, for the goodness that the Lord had shewed unto David and to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever and ever, except it's not there anymore. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of my kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, and I will cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to every one that passeth by it. So he shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto the land and the house? And shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought this evil upon them. It's the end of Chronicles 8, hopefully, or Chronicles 7. Hopefully Chronicles 8 is short. It looks like it is. Quick water break. Almost done with another sode. This one, yes, this is a short, these are all going to be short sodes, but, you know. There's nothing to work with here, people. Folks. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath of Boba and prevailed against it. This next episode I'm going to be drunk by then, but what are you going to do? And he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. And he also built, this is all nothing, this is great, I'm kind of speed through this. And he built Beth-horon the upper, and Beth-horon the nether, and fenced cities with walls and gates and bars, and Baalath, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. And the cities of the horsemen and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and Lebanon throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children, who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250, that bear rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David unto the house that he had built for her. For he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of King David of Israel, because the places are holy where unto the ark of the Lord hath come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the porch. Kind of weird. Even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts, three times a year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required, the porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David the man of God commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was perfected. Then went Solomon to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, and at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hands of the servant ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea, and they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took thence 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. Sorry, I'm just reading through this with no explanation, but it's just so bad. There's nothing to say, it's not funny, it's not interesting, it's just, it sucks. It's not good, I don't know. So that's kind of what I'm doing. That's the end of this reading. I don't know what to say. It's terrible. It's crap. I just want to get through it. I'm trying to plow through it as best I can, as best as I can. And that's that. I don't know. Sorry. That's all I have to say. I don't, not much else to say. So thanks for listening, as usual. Facebook and Twitter, please join those. Like those. Follow those. Whatever. Thank you, and see you next episode.